USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Emergency crews are busy answering calls in the city of Ridgecrest after a strong earthquake rocked the Southern California town this morning. Mayor Peggy Breeden says at least five aftershocks have also hit the region following this morning's 6.4 magnitude quake.
I know that there's gas lines that are broken. I know that people are very panicky.
Mayor Breeden also says the city is doing everything they can to deal with the emergency.
All of our police volunteers are out. The entire community is on alert, and we're all trying to watch out for each other.
That audio courtesy of CNN, and President Trump is hyping his July 4th Salute to America celebration by tweeting the event will be worth the trip and wait. The president is scheduled to speak at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time at the Lincoln Memorial. The event will also feature military flyovers, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Capital Fourth, America's longest-running national TV event on Independence Day, returns for its 39th annual broadcast on PBS. This year's celebration will again be hosted by John Stamos, who will be performing with the Music Corps Wounded Warrior Band.
I hear they're great musicians, and I always wanted to go visit the vets in the hospitals and celebrate them and honor them. And now doing it in a musical sense is really exciting for me to go and play with some of these musicians and then to get to bring them on stage at the Capitol Forum with hundreds of thousands of people watching live and also millions at home is, I don't want to overhype it for myself, but I think it's going to be one of the greatest moments of my career.
And in another 4th of July tradition, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest took place earlier today, and Joey Jaws Chestnut was once again your winner.
It's a dirty dozen for Chestnut, number 12 at Nathan's.
That audio courtesy of ESPN, Chestnut ate 71 hot dogs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you're traveling on this 4th of July holiday, make sure you're extra careful. Scammers are still out there trying to get your credit card information, especially when you're getting gas at the pump or money out of an ATM. Matt O'Neill is a Secret Service agent. He talks about just how big of a deal this is.
We have open cases in over 50 field offices representing every state in the union.
O'Neill also talks about just how easy it is these days to get your credit card information at a gas pump.
With a Bluetooth skimmer, you don't ever have to retrieve the skimmer.
So what do the thieves do once they have your credit card information?
They'll take the stolen payment card number, and then they will re-encode a gift card or a credit card, and then they will use that to buy electronics, gift cards, stuff that they can fence on the gray market, the black market, or the open market.
If your card does have a chip, it should be safe from scammers, but if it does not, O'Neill advises it's better to go inside and pay for your gasoline. The only Republican lawmaker to call for President Trump's impeachment is leaving the party. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
In an op-ed piece in Thursday's Washington Post, five-term Michigan Congressman Justin Amash said he's declaring his independence and rejecting partisan loyalties. Amash arguing that partisan rhetoric is dividing and dehumanizing the nation. He says there could be something better than the two-party system.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.